I want to thank you for joining me again today, and it's another day in a week that is disappearing fast. And we've been talking about the justice of God. When people think and talk about God's justice, two questions often come up. The first is, if God is just, then why do wicked people seem to prosper? We dealt with that. And the second question concerning the justice of God is this. If God is just, then why do God's people suffer? My first response, supported with multiple passages from Scripture, is this. God is just, and the Christian suffers, because suffering makes us more like Christ. Should you have missed all that we said about this, just go to the WEZ website and download and listen to the podcast of God Is. Type 590amtheword.com into your web browser and click the podcast top near the top of the screen. God Is will be there waiting for you and your friends and family. Please do invite others to join us. I'd love to have more listeners learning about who God is. The podcasts are a great way to get caught up on missed broadcasts, as well as to review what we have already learned. You can also email me anytime, mark@markaswallow.com. Today I want to give you my second biblical response for why if God is just, then Christians suffer, and my second one is this. God is just, and Christians suffer, because our suffering affirms for us the mercy of God. If you are taking notes, I'll give this to you again. God is just, and Christians suffer, because our suffering affirms for us the mercy of God. And I want to affirm that I am talking about suffering and God's mercy in the context of being a Christian. Remember the premise of my question, why do Christians suffer? It's important to me that you understand what I say next. I am saying about Christians and to Christians. What follows are not general statements that apply to all people. So if you're listening and you say, well, I want to receive the mercy of God, then you do that by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. By believing in Jesus, you too will be the recipient of the mighty mercy of God. God Almighty will forgive you of all your past sin, all your present sin, no matter how bad that sin is. And He will give you new life. You'll be transformed into a new person. Here's the way Jesus put it, you will be born again. So you'll want to email me today and learn more about how to cast yourself on the mercy of God through Jesus. Write to me and we can discuss it. My email again is mark@markaswallow.com. Now let me talk to you believers. God is just and Christians suffer because our suffering affirms for us the mercy of God. And let me build my case this way. Let's think about God's justice. I have defined the justice of God as God always doing what is right. God is always right. God is never wrong. But if God were to do what is right towards you and me, then wouldn't God have to punish us for our sins committed against Him? We have done wrong, and wrongdoing deserves punishment. This is what the Bible teaches. Listen to Romans chapter 2 and verse 16. God will judge the secrets of men through Jesus Christ. That's a concise promise for all people, for all time. That is God's justice in action. God's justice comes through God's judgment. If God were not just, then He would not judge. But because God is just, then He will judge. God is a just judge. But now let's talk about God's mercy. Mercy seems like the opposite of justice, doesn't it? Justice is all about God doing what is right, and that is to judge us for our sins. Mercy is all about God doing what is compassionate, and that is to save us from our sins, to forgive us of our sins, and to transform us into a holy people so that we will live in His holy presence both now and in eternity. So then, how in the world can God's justice and God's mercy go together? Does God have multiple personalities? When He is just, is He not merciful? And when He is merciful, is He not just? This is a question that the human mind will often ask. Well, the answer is that God's justice and God's mercy fit together perfectly. He is both just and merciful at the same time. God does not have multiple personalities. God is perfect, and therefore He balances both at all times. And so right now, as I speak to you, God is being just and merciful. But then how have you as a Christian not been judged? And how is it that we will not be judged and sentenced to hell? Is it because God has just turned a blind eye to our sin? Is it because God just decided to get rid of it, to take it to the curb of heaven on trash day, as it were? No. Here is something a lot of people struggle with when they begin to understand how God provides salvation from sin. I find this comes up when talking with people who adhere to various religions. For example, in Islam, Muslims see Allah as just. Islam has laws, strict laws, and if those are broken, then the person breaking the law must be punished. However, if Allah so chooses, he can simply do away with the sin. He can choose to just ignore the lawlessness. So mercy is given at the expense of justice. Allah is either being just or Allah is being merciful. And Muslims are never sure about how Allah really feels towards them. And they live with an uneasy feeling about the afterlife. Have they done enough to please Allah? But this is just another example of what a sharp contrast there is between Islam and other religions and Christianity. The one true God, that is Yahweh, the God of the Bible, demonstrates his mercy through his justice. God demonstrates his mercy through his justice. God has been just to us Christian people. How so? Look at the cross of Christ. God punishes our sin by giving our sin to Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus paid the penalty for your sin and for my sin, Christ follower. God did not ignore our sin. God did not turn a blind eye to our sin. God did not show his mercy at the expense of his justice. God did not just take our sin to the curb of heaven on trash day. God has never ignored our sin. God does not ignore sin. Instead, God deals with sin. But what God did is that he punished it. He brought justice to us in Christ. So as God did this, then he maintains his perfect justice and his perfect mercy all at the same time. God is just and God is mercy, and he could only maintain the two if in his justice he punished Christ for our sins and if he gave us his mercy. And certainly he has been merciful to those who believe in him. Now we do not have to die for our sins. Now we are set free from sin and the consequences of sin, which is death and condemnation. We give thanks and praise to God today for how great a salvation. We're so undeserving, but God has graciously chosen us. You know, being Christian is a big deal. Romans chapter 5 and verse 9 says, "Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Christ." Romans 5, 9. Just good news. Now, I told you all of this as laying a foundation and building towards my point. God is just, and Christians suffer, because our suffering affirms for us the mercy of God. I can now summarize what I mean in one phrase. Our suffering should be a lot worse than it is. Yes, that's right. The Christian person's suffering should be a lot worse than it is. It is easy, if we are not careful, to fall into a mode of complaining about the seeming injustices of God, as if there were any. We want to know, why should I as a Christian suffer this or that? Is God being unjust to me? We might think, I have done what he said and put my faith in Jesus, so why do I deserve to suffer? And furthermore, why am I suffering when that pagan person, that person who is not a Christian and has no desire to become a Christian, is living a fine and dandy, trouble-free life? We can easily moan and complain and be resentful of God. Yes, we can show resentment to God. But we must always remember this. Whatever suffering we believers endure pales in comparison to what we actually deserve. Because of our sin, we deserve death. But God, who is rich in mercy, has delivered us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We are saved from our sin because of our faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. This is what Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5 says so clearly, and I'll read that. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. That is Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 5. Do you see my point? It's amazing how this works, but when the Christian suffers, we really see with great clarity the mercy of God. Our earthly suffering is not much in light of eternal suffering in hell for the person who does not believe in Jesus Christ, for the person who has no faith in Jesus Christ. Christians have a momentary suffering, but people who are not Christians have an eternal suffering. They have a suffering that will never end. We suffer in the love and the compassion and the mercy of Christ, but they suffer in the wrath, justice, and judgment of God on their sin. God is just, and Christians suffer because our suffering affirms for us the mercy of God. Is this something you've thought about before? Is this something that you have pondered and even prayed about as you suffer, dear Christian? Well, I invite you to think about this today, and I invite you to go back and download a free podcast of this broadcast from the WEZ website if you'd like to listen to this again. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you. Thank you that in our suffering we find your mercy. You have not treated us as our sins deserve. You punished our sins in Christ. You have been just to us, but you've been just to us in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any suffering we now have as believers is only momentary, and you offer us your grace to get us through it. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Friends, rejoice with me, and then come back and join me again tomorrow, for God is...